All right, let's get this started. We got Stav's in a rush. He's he found out they opened one of those Carvel Cinnabons in his neighborhood, but it's only open till 7, so we have to get the podcast done before then.
Or I want one of those big whales.
He's gonna
whale cakes.
Lose his mind if he doesn't get to the Carvel / Cinnabon.
Dude, they got a whale cake, but it's also it's made out of cinnamon buns.
See,
dude.
I would join you in this joke, but I have never been in a Carvel / Cinnabon.
But it's
before.
A real thing?
Yeah, they... Oh. In case a Cinnabon's not enough for you, you can also buy an entire birthday cake for yourself once you're finished with your fucking disgusting cinnamon roll.
I've got to say, I've never been in one, but I've dreamed of being in
one. You just described part of their menu.
No, I... Well, I...
He was riffing.
Yes, thank you, Adam. I was riffing based on prior experience on Carvel and Cinnabon separately. You know, I can kind of put it together. That's what pros do, man. They kind of infer and kind of... You know, figure it out as they go along.
Yeah, that sounds more like what liars do. Myself, my scientist mind doesn't allow me to speak on things.
Nick does the scientific method whenever he interacts something new. Yeah, he creates a hypothesis.
Uh huh.
Has a control.
I had a hypothesis.
What's that?
That's actually my rap name is Scientific Method. You know, hey kids, stay in school. If you don't, I'm gonna fucking rape you. I go to schools and I encourage children to learn.
That's hard.
Deal with the consequences of molestation.
Let's be
honest. None of you are going to join a gang, but you could be molested, and that's the real issue. I'm not going to come here and tell you that I used to be in a gang. Don't be like me, because that's not going to happen for you guys. But I might fuck you.
The only thing
stopping me is you doing homework.
That sounds like what Betsy DeVos is doing to these kids.
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in, doing an Adam, pulling an Adam.
She's bad.
Yeah. Dude, what a brocialist.
Who's Betsy DeVos? That's
not
the bad guy from
101
Dalmatians.
Yeah. Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
She's some rich bitch that paid Trump, I don't know.
I saw her house. I saw a picture of her house.
It's fucked up.
People posted online, they're like, look at this house. And they're like, what a stupid house. And it's like,
it's really
you could live
big.
In that house. It's a fucking nice house, you idiot.
It has like 10
she
different
dumb
shapes
windows.
Of windows.
Who gives a shit? It's
well,
a fucking...
I'm just saying, if you have all the money in the world...
It's filled with furniture that your friend gave you.
Don't... Yeah, but if I had the money... If I had the money, I would have fucking good windows.
I was in a nice apartment today, and it smelled kind of weird. Which
are you talking
was
about
like
my
a,
apartment? You can just say my apartment smells.
It's not
this
nice.
This apartment is not nice at all.
Yeah. It is nice.
It just has
it's covered in
a lot of electronic equipment.
There's a drill with no battery in it. There's empty pill
how
bottles.
Is that a bad thing, a drill that doesn't have a battery in it?
Because it's
there's
thrown
garbage
about.
It's charging.
I see the battery. It's just a part.
That's not garbage. It's trash.
There's a giant...
What's the difference?
Trash is just, you know, stuff. Garbage is stuff that, you know, it's like a fish bones and an apple core.
An old cartoon garbage.
Yeah.
The shit
you know,
that
a bean
like,
can.
Yes,
stuff
yes,
like...
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Wait, there is a bean can out somewhere. So Nick's the bean can.
Yeah, you have been eating a lot of beans.
Dude, I'm fucking bean crazy.
What
are
your
lately.
Shits been like?
Normal.
Really? I just started eating vegetables again, like a lot of vegetables recently. My body cannot handle it.
Yeah, well, that's boring. Anyways, beans.
Well, people don't know about beans. They have carbs in them, right?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
What do you mean people don't know that?
Well,
I would assume
beans,
it's carbs.
I would assume it's protein.
It's a plant.
Yeah.
Well, it's both.
Why would you think it was protein? It's a plant.
Beans have protein.
Beans.
Basically, every plant is a carbohydrate.
Sure. It's fibrous.
I'm with Mike. I wouldn't assume they have carbs. Mike.
Really?
Yes.
I wouldn't assume that they're as protein centric as they are.
Well, we're just
I thought it was like a little bonus,
like
when you get some, you know, whole wheat and you get a little extra protein in there. I used to not count that protein. I just wouldn't think about it. And then I started.
That's protein?
There's protein in oatmeal. There's protein in everything.
Damn.
Yeah, I guess beans like and legumes have protein, right?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, what the fuck is a legume?
It's like peanuts. It's like a fatty plant.
Yeah.
Isn't that just the French word for bean?
I don't know, dude. I don't speak French. I don't respect the French language. I don't say it. I don't use any of those words.
Why are they so lazy? They don't say the ends of their words.
Croissant?
What do you mean, why are they so lazy?
Yeah, like say croissant.
They just are lazy.
Finish your words.
Well, yeah, they are lazy.
Why are they French?
It's, I don't know. I mean, you know? Other countries are lazy too.
You know what I mean?
You know, is there saying? A siesta, yeah, in Greece?
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. Greeks are the laziest. Well,
asking why French people are lazy. It's like, why are black people so dark?
Well, it's, you're like, saying it's melanin?
That's genetic? Their thing. That's, oh. That's what they do.
I don't know about...
Yeah.
They have good food, right, too?
Black people that's love being dark. It's like their number one thing. They wake up, they say, how am I going to be dark today? There was like a fucking WikiHow article that was how to be dark, but it's like, you know, like goth.
Mm.
And the drawings are great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it like, be sarcastic?
That's one of them. Sarcastic. That's actually fucking
really?
One of them. Yeah. Be sarcastic. Yeah. Push people away. Mike's read this article.
Yeah. Mike's like, I need some
edge.
How do
you think I, yeah. How do you think I got to this point in my career?
A lot of WikiHow.
Push people away.
Advice for teens.
That's hilarious that would be a fucking.
I was looking at the WikiHow for how to get 8-pack abs the other day.
Oh, nice.
And step one is like a guy in his doctor's office, and he's talking to his doctor, and it says, talk to your doctor before trying to get 8-pack abs.
That's the only reason I don't have 8-pack. I can't see the
doctor.
I mean,
that's the reason why we probably shouldn't have universal health care. Is people going to the doctor to be like, how do I get 8-pack abs? While somebody's like bleeding from a knife wound in their stomach in the lobby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sucks.
That sounds likely.
Legally, they would have the same place in line, mm-hmm. those two guys.
Yeah, legally. Like, so, yeah. You'd go to the emergency room to ask the doctor for 8-pack abs.
That's the first place to go. I mean, you think that like emergency rooms aren't filled with people just wasting their fucking time.
Oh, of course. Yeah, but that happens all the time. Yeah, they prioritize.
I would go
if you got stabbed versus like if you like broke your pinky. Like,
hold up though,
it's people that are like hypochondriacs.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I told you when I was working
on the ambulance, that Russian lady that we had to pick up like every 3 days.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I was in Israel working on this ambulance, and she didn't speak any English, and we'd have to pick her up every 3 days. There was nothing wrong with her.
Adam was like, the crying. Siren on the ambulance.
No, I mean, there was no reason for us to be there.
Someone complimented Adam, and he was like, ooh.
There was really no reason for us to be there. There were like real paramedics. We took like a 50-hour course. Me and my friend, who's like this British kid, would have to like take her blood pressure and shit. Nick, that's disgusting.
He just picked up a piece of wax paper and wiped his nose with it.
Anyway, so yeah, she'd be in the back of the ambulance crying and stuff. And then they'd be like, just take her blood pressure, like get her to calm down. And my friend would just like get close to her ear. He'd be like, you're super.
Why don't they take turd pressure?
Oh, God damn.
Why
don't
people do that?
Will you fucking cut me off right at the end of the story?
When you've told told the story already.
No, I haven't. I haven't.
All right, go ahead. Tell the story again.
What did he say to her? She's a bitch or something?
Whatever.
She's a dumb bitch.
No, say it. Go ahead. That he whispers in her ear, she's so stupid. She's a dumb bitch. You literally told this story on the fucking show already.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you did.
No.
Okay. No. All right.
No. And you repeat stories all the fucking time, and I don't fucking cut you off.
It's not a 13-minute.
It's deliberate. It wasn't 13 minutes. It was 60 seconds.
In Adam's defense, I got kicked out of my house this week, and he offered me his couch.
Yeah.
And then when I asked him for it, he said no.
Well,
what a fucking piece.
He had a guest over.
I didn't say no.
It was just a totally empty gesture.
Yeah. No, that's not true. I didn't say no.
Mike,
I said
anything you need, anytime.
Thanks.
Oh, that's great. Could I just come over real quick? Sure. Actually,
really?
No, not right now. The shower's.
No, this girl.
Oh, actually, me. Yes, you can literally sleep on my couch.
Yeah, because
I'm a friend.
Because his girlfriend was staying there in his bedroom. It's not like she was sleeping on the couch.
Right.
Right.
So there was no reason for.
There's also
not
definitely
what
not
do you think
one
I was
empty
do?
Guest right. room.
Like
also.
Listen through the keyhole.
Yeah.
Like I've never heard sex before.
I said no.
I'm gonna hear sex for the first time, and I'm gonna do it at Adam's place. Adam's like, I don't want Mike to hear sex.
I don't like this, dude. I don't like this.
You literally have an empty.
That is not what happened. I said to Mike. First of all, there's no empty bed. I don't have. There's no bed there. It's like
you
a full.
It's a two-bedroom apartment.
There. You put the couch there for Mike to fucking sleep on.
Even if it isn't a two-bedroom apartment, it's an apartment with a giant couch and then your own room that has a fucking door on.
I said, no. It was the night my girlfriend was getting into town, and I said, Ask Nick. He might have an open couch right now, and I know Amber's out of town. But if not, hit
she
me
wasn't
up.
Out
and
of
you
town,
can
though.
You can sleep on the couch. Yeah. I said ask Nick, but if he
yeah,
if
but
he
I don't
want to
ask Nick for favors.
Why? I just
my
said,
couch is open. Anyone? Yeah, can
I said it might be it might be easier to say it next. I was waiting up for her to get back from the airport to get to New York from the airport.
I hope she finds out about this and breaks up with you over it.
Yep.
Why would she break up with me? I'm a great boyfriend.
She realizes how it's ungenuine ungenerous you are and mean. You and now you're an
Oh, I'm really mean. Yeah.
You're
well,
mean. Mike was in a tough spot, man.
That's and something that definitely marks my personality.
You shit on him.
Especially like from comparing the two of us.
Mike Racine.
One of us
had cancer and he needed a place to stay.
Jesus.
Mike didn't want to say it on the air, but yeah, man, he had cancer.
I got cancer and I got caught texting another girl.
Yeah. So
I was in a really dark place.
That's a hilarious.
She's like,
I can't
take your fucking cancer out of my
I can't believe
house.
You got kicked out
you
for
fucking
cancer.
Piece of shit.
Yeah. That's funny. If you had cancer, do you think you would get a pass on very minor indiscretions like that?
I don't think I would at this point. I fucked up too much. Yeah.
What do you get from texting a girl? You weren't going to fuck her, right?
No.
You just wanted that through that miniature thrill of the text from.
Yeah, but I gotta stop doing that.
Yeah.
No, you don't. Keep doing it.
Texting
Nick
strange
was like,
women.
Nick was like, they should write think pieces on how sexting is not cheating.
Yeah.
It's not even sexual.
It's
no,
not.
No, it
even.
Really wasn't.
No.
Well,
nudes aren't sexual. Like.
Well, okay.
No,
nudes aren't sexual.
Girls have sent me nudes as friends.
Sometimes it's medical.
Yeah,
I ask all my friends, please send me pictures of dead women nude. Especially if you've killed the woman. I'm thinking about, and I this may be illegal.
Okay.
But you get dead bodies and you turn them into furniture. I don't want to kill people, but I depreciate the craftsmanship.
I don't think it's illegal. I think it's recycling.
Yeah.
You know, if hobos donate their bodies to science,
right?
Mm-hmm. But they're too much. You know, you can't.
Homeless people love recycling. They're always going through the trash, finding fucking bottles.
It's
and
a fitting tribute to them.
They're
right. They should pay it forward and give back with their dead body.
Let's go kill some drifters and make a fucking armchair out of them.
Yeah, just go up to like some deranged homeless man digging through the garbage, and you're like, "Oh, you going to yoga next? You fucking hippie queer." And they're like, "That guy lives outside. He needs those bottles." Bottles to afford heroin. Affording nutritious heroin to eat.
Okay, take the moral component out of it. Yeah. If we killed every homeless person and made furniture for schools, that's a net positive.
What, how about we kill the children and let the homeless people live in the schools?
Oh, that's good too.
Yeah,
that's
a good idea.
And that solves the issue of overpopulation.
That's true.
The world population went from 6 billion to 7 billion in the last 15 years, and that's all people that are children. That's
well, we know who that is.
Yeah.
Keep making the kids.
Oh, yeah.
It's poor people.
A lot of apostrophes in those names.
See, we do know, senor.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
All those
burritos.
Whoa, dude. That's not who
that's
we're talking about.
That's fucked up, dude.
Why did you say senor?
I just call my friends.
Yeah, we just say senor.
It's one of the languages of America.
Yeah.
We're being inclusive.
I say senor all the time.
Yep.
Senior Frog's not even human.
How would you even make a dead body into a furniture? It's a rotting dead corpse. Well, how would you make a furniture?
Well, you preserve the skin.
Preserve it. Like taxidermy.
The same way you
so
turn
you
a
use
fucking
the skin
dead animal
for leather?
Into furniture, you idiot.
Retard.
Yeah. Fucking
what are you cover?
You're always like shitting on people's dreams, Adam.
Yeah. We're trying to solve a major problem here.
How would you even turn a dead
there's
body
not enough what's
furniture.
The problem there's not enough
you're sitting on a leather couch right now
it's fake.
How do you know this isn't human skin?
It's not real leather.
Adam
real
looks leather. At a dead homeless guy and says why. Nick looks at one and says why not. Make it into furniture.
I say glass half full.
Yeah,
that's right.
You know, that never made sense to me. Glass half full, glass half empty.
What do you mean?
I mean, I get the sentiment, but like it that those two expressions never made any fucking difference to me.
Because it's just
like if
half.
Somebody said this is a half empty glass of water, I'd
the
say
the same thing.
Okay.
Same amount of liquid.
Right. I understand that part, but the words themselves don't like connote any there's no negativity or optimism or pessimism inherent in there.
There's more of the delicious beverage to enjoy if it's half full. And if it's half empty, you're thinking about all the beverage that's gone. Therefore,
Yeah.
You're more positive.
It's filled with ice cream cake icing.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Example.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I would see, if you gave me one of those, I'd say half full.
Yeah.
Because I'd be happy to have the half.
Yeah, that's
but
nice.
But if it was, if what would I say? If it was like vegetables, I'd probably say half full too.
High fructose corn syrup. That's a cool name. Who would imagine that would be bad for you? You know, it sounds like it goes in a race car.
It does. Because it's fucking, because fructose, that, first of all, that sounds healthy.
Yeah.
That's fruit.
High, that sounds good.
High is good. And then corn's the stickler. Well, syrup too, I
corn's
suppose.
Corn's good for you, dude.
Corn's good for you. Syrup's the only problem.
Yeah,
let's call
syrup
it high
is
fructose
bad.
Corn
what's
elixir.
A good kind, what's a good kind of syrup?
High fructose corn elixir.
Maple.
Yeah, that's not
Aunt
good
Jemima.
For you.
Maple syrup might be the only syrup.
That's still bad for you.
You think it's the only syrup?
There's
is
tons
it?
Of
syrup. Can
syrups.
You name another syrup? Cough syrup? Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm a fucking moron.
What other syrups?
Let me just get out of here.
Yeah, we call it high fructose corn solution. Whatever. That's fine. We'll
corn water.
Things. HCF. Or HFC.
Yeah.
Remember now, those aggressive high fructose corn syrup commercials? They were running for a little bit.
No. They were like
somebody
pro.
Would be like,
it's weird that like yeah, yeah, because like I guess through the USDA or whatever, farmers get like funding for commercials. So there'll be commercials for like a type of food, and it's always like Got Milk was like a huge ad campaign.
Yeah,
it's
I never
like,
understood that.
For yeah, it's like with just the milk in
the
general.
Concept of milk. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the egg ones were always so weird. They had these like egg ones that was the incredible edible egg,
mm-hmm.
and they had one that me and my cousin were obsessed with. Where at the end, it's this old-ass man that looks to camera and he goes, I love eggs. It's just like, it's just fucking weird. And it's like, you shouldn't love anything that much at that age. Yeah. The incredible edible egg.
When you're that old, you love it. I feel like you just fucking appreciate things.
They
dude.
Like oatmeal and shit.
Yeah, they like terrible shit.
You
oatmeal.
Appreciate things? I think you hate everything. You're
could
about
that
to
be,
die.
Could that be a bit like, yeah, because I didn't know about eggs.
That's good.
Right?
Yeah,
that could be something.
Yeah.
I'm going to try that tonight.
You got any spots? Because I got a spot. Maybe I'll try it first, and then I'll tell you how
the
it goes.
Egg
all right. We did kind of come up with it together.
Yeah.
It's both our bit.
I don't know.
Oh yeah, buddy. Like
maybe
I haven't heard about it.
You know what ad I remember to the when Thomas's, the English muffin company, started making bagels.
Oh,
they had that huge ad campaign where people would be like, Thomas's makes bagels?
Yeah.
And it was so fucking annoying and stupid, but here we are 20 years later. And I anytime I see Thomas's, I think about Thomas's makes bagels.
Have you had a Thomas bagel?
What happened
it's
was
shit.
They're horrible.
They're fucking
we used to get Lender's bagels.
Lender's was frozen.
Frozen.
And Thomas's wasn't frozen.
Thomas's went. It's a great English muffin company. The most dog shit bagels I've ever had in my life.
They're like cardboard.
Mm. Yeah, they're very bad.
They're fucking. It's like stale ass bread.
Well, they
dude.
Melt in your mouth. Like the outside shell melts.
Yeah, it fucking
which
sucks.
Which is fucking, it's weird.
Normally that's good.
No,
with other foods.
You don't know anything about bagels.
Melting it, next to nothing.
When's the first time you had a bagel, Adam? Do they have bagels in Las Vegas?
I don't remember the first
out
time,
of the
but.
Pussy, the doctor's like, eat it, he needs it. Get the bagels first, then the coins. just like we do with all of them. And then we're going to cut off his penis.
Adam came out bagel first.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, dude.
I don't remember the first time having bagels, but I remember the first time having bagels and lox.
Mm.
And it was like one of the best days of my life. Yeah, it was incredible. Yeah.
We were at a buffet. After my parents got divorced, my dad, like, he immediately just moved in with his girlfriend, but he was
nice.
Like, functionally, he just didn't have a place to live for, you know, especially whenever, like, I was, like, with him, you know, or whatever.
Right,
like,
yeah.
There was, like, you know, we had custody for the weekend. And we would just hang out at Einstein's Bagels. That is like the lowest tier of divorced dad, dude. He didn't even take you to like a fucking.
He should have gone to George's dad's place.
No, I fucking love that place, dude. I would get those like hot dog
meat, dude. Yeah,
the hot dog bagel joints. They're good.
Yeah,
when it was time,
sit at Einstein's with my divorced dad.
How many hours are we talking?
You know, like an hour or two.
Okay, two.
You go shoot pool at the community center. The free pool at the community center.
You had the life of a fucking boxcar guy.
There was a children's book a few years ago about a homeless kid, and him and his dad lived at the airport, which kind of cool.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you carry around a fucking suitcase, and you just kind of clean.
It's pre-9/11.
You could just kind of chill. No, you could just kind of chill at the airport, I feel like.
Yeah.
Damn. Would people check and see if you were there for like 3 days in a row? How long do you think you could stay in an airport? Like, let's say you buy one shitty ticket, you're just hanging out.
Isn't that Tom Hanks movie he tried to
say? The
Terminal. He pretended to be foreign so he could live in the airport.
He loved it so much.
Oh, I thought he was foreign.
He was, yeah.
I thought he was trapped in the terminal. I've never seen it, but I assumed he was trapped.
He was like...
He couldn't go back to his country or something.
He was on a plane while like his country dissolved because of like a military coup or something. So therefore his passport... He had like no... His passport was for no country or something.
Ooh.
So in a very... I think it was actually based on a true story, but like...
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let him...
He was from Vajajnia. I am Vajajni. I'm a vagina citizen. Please let me back into the country. I'm sorry, Mr. Vagina, but we're not going to be able to. No, my name is Mark. Mark Johnson, but I am a vagina citizen. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mark.
I read the country part as your last name. I didn't. I messed up there. But anyhow, yeah, we can't send you back to vagina. That's the bit.
That's a good bit.
Thanks. That was good.
I'm thinking about fucking my dad. Even though he was not divorced, I remember when functionally he was. Like, my dad made me do some irresponsible shit. Like, he would just take me to fucking, like, open ass work sites, like job sites, as like a little ass kid, and
with
I was
like
just
nails
hang out.
Exposed,
yeah, nails and fucking. One time, I fucked up one of his saws because I wanted to make a gun out of wood.
Yeah,
I just fucking.
Some dads take their kids to work so the kid can watch them fire someone, and your dad took you in to watch him get fired.
He was his own boss, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
But yes, every day. No, what I did watch him do was get humiliated by people that had already agreed to do work for him. Some guy was like, okay, they had a contract to like install windows with a certain kind of wood, and my dad installed 10 fucking huge windows for this guy's fucking restaurant, and they went up and the guy didn't like the wood and he was like, I'm not paying you for this. My dad was like, come on, man. Oh, he was just like, please? And he was like, no. And he was like...
He just didn't like the wood?
Yeah, he just didn't like the way it looked.
Your dad just doesn't know how to sue somebody?
Oh, absolutely not, dude. And he was like, all right.
It costs $30.
He was like, all right, I'll just make you other windows. And I was like, wow, I lost a lot of respect for my father that day.
Mm. Yeah, what a bitch. You should have sued him.
He is a
bitch. Adam, you could tell him how to do that.
Yeah. I wouldn't know where to start
either.
Yeah,
you would. Yes, you would.
Come on,
that was your
Torah
portion.
You've had a bar mitzvah, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well,
that's your first, when you win your first lawsuit,
yeah,
that's what a bar mitzvah is.
That's what that Hebrew is, what they're reading from.
Yeah, exactly.
Sue somebody.
And they pass the bar mitzvah.
Yeah, they pass the bar mitzvah.
How to sue someone and how to, like, send a suit back.
Yes. Have you sent, are you a food sender backer?
Never.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
My sister's like a server, so like I try to treat them good.
Wow, dude.
But that's weird because you treat women like shit.
Yeah, your sister's a woman.
I don't treat women
and your friends
like shit at all.
Yeah. And your friends.
Yeah, and your friend's going through a tough time with her girlfriend.
Yeah, your sister didn't have a place to live once.
Yeah,
twice, and she moved in with me both times.
Yeah, well, guess who you didn't do that for?
Who, Mike?
Our dear friend Mike.
I said ask
who has
and if you can't,
cancer, by the way.
Yeah.
Mike didn't want to ask me.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Because I'm like a Mother Teresa.
I just wanted
figure,
to have loud.
No one wants to put me out.
Right.
I just wanted to.
You can't ask.
Oh,
anything
admit it.
Of a
no,
saint.
Admit it. You wanted to just have loud.
I wanted to blow her back out, dude. I wanted to hit the back
please.
Walls.
And you're, the one screaming
yeah.
while you fuck. You're like, you put your cock, you put your cock inside, and you're like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, your pussy's like, too big.
Oh, you got such a big hard pussy. You like my little kike?
My little, you like my little cock?
Does my little kike feel good in your fucking pussy?
My little kike.
How many fucking ice cream flavors are they gonna let Jimmy Fallon come up with?
He only has one.
Tonight, he's got two.
Colbert has one.
Well, Jimmy Fallon's got two of them.
He's got
Tonight
two.
Dough and what?
That motherfucker doesn't deserve any
late night snack.
What's late night snack?
It's like with potato chips.
How about an SNL ice cream that just tastes like complete shit? It's just the most poorly written ice cream you've ever eaten.
Hey, not anymore.
They did. They just hired. They just hired three new people on SNL because we said no.
Yeah,
they came to us.
They asked.
It was
us.
Weird.
They asked us, and we were like, "Nah."
I think we should have done it.
They turned down my. They rejected my sketch of a gay bar called the Pleasured Ass, where everyone's a parody of a Cheers character. Like they're clearly the Cheers characters, and people keep coming in. They say, "You know what you should call this place is Queers," and then everyone in the bar goes, "Why?"
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, like Cheers. They're like, we don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
It's called the Pleasured Ass.
Gay Frazier. There's
gay. Hey, coach, get in here. You tell this guy to get lost. Yeah, Gazier's there.
Gazier. Yeah.
Gay Norm and
Gay Norm.
Gay George.
Gay Carla.
Gay Ted gay Danson. Carla.
Yeah. Gay Ted Danson. Who was a gay ball player.
Yeah, he played gay ball.
Professional pitcher. retired, yeah. And it still takes place in Boston.
The gayest city in America.
America's closet. Boston. Boston, baby. I can't do the voice.
Beantown.
Beantown. You know there's a South Boston, Virginia?
Oh, nice.
There's a town
like
that,
Southie?
There's a town just called South Boston. Like in the middle of Virginia.
That'd be cool.
No, it's true. It's not that it's not that would
No,
be cool.
If like all those guys there were like thing. Departed guys. You've said it three times on the podcast already, but
I said it once on the podcast before.
What would be cool, Adam?
And it's not
if
a story.
If it was like, you know, departed kind of guys living in Virginia.
It's not a story, it's a single statement. So you're 25 minute story about the one exciting thing that happened in your stupid ambulance.
Yeah. Did anybody die in that ambulance? Did you watch anyone die?
I watched a guy die.
Once. Really?
Tell that story.
There we go.
It was really sad.
What'd he die of?
Of a heart attack. Yeah. Mm.
He saw some Palestinians roaming freely and happily.
It was a Palestinian.
And he had a heart attack.
It was a Palestinian guy.
Oh,
well, he was.
It was really sad.
Wait, no, it was a that, Jewish
now
guy.
Now it's sad.
What happened was he went into the store and, you know, he was buying a couple of blank VHSs. And they were, he was at the register and they said, okay, it's $15.97. And he said, wait, I have a coupon. I got it from the paper. And he opened his wallet up and the coupon was gone. And boom, just completely exploded his heart.
Pieces were coming out of his nose.
He lost that 15% off. The blank VHS coupon.
How am I going to record myself having sex with my Palestinian slaves now?
Yeah, it was really sad. His son was in the.
Oh, it was his son was in there too?
Yeah, his son was like 11.
Oh boy!
Yeah. Wow, that is tough.
Well, yeah, that's tragic.
Check your coupon before you leave the house, folks.
That ought to show him to double check every time. Yeah.
You know
who never gets coupons?
Some hard nights out there in Value City.
Yeah. No.
I just want a coupon for a new dad. Is there a coupon to bring my dad back?
He has one and he goes and it's expired. He's looking at a new dad behind the counter. Sorry, it's expired.
That'd be a good movie. It'd be like a fun children's movie. Pixar shit is fucking dark. Dude, that first 5 minutes of Up, it's like, what the fuck are you even doing?
I cried hard.
She had a miscarriage, right?
No, she dies.
She just dies.
Oh, but didn't...
Oh, she has, yes, you're right. Yeah. You're right. That's how sad it is.
Yeah.
The miscarriage, we just forgot about.
Yeah, I forgot about it.
I was mad at her.
Oh, for having
I thought that was the resolution, is that you find out she can't have a kid, and then she's just wasted this man's entire life. But then luckily, she dies.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I interpreted the beginning of Up as a happy story about a feminist that ruins some man's life with her barren womb. And then the cold hand of justice saves her. And then there's a Korean boy for the next 2 hours, and that didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah. The back half. Really? The back 90%.
That movie falls apart at the end. I don't understand.
Why is he in the air?
Old man that we're supposed to be rooting for, even though, like, I'm on the bank's side. I don't know why you wouldn't think. That guy's got a suit and sunglasses. The old man assaulted him.
Yep.
You know? So... Mm-hmm.
That was so funny how the bank's like, we got your old ass, bitch.
Yeah.
You fucking hit me, bitch.
I love all the Disney knockoffs of the Pixar movies.
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, you know, it'd be like Toy
fish.
Story.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, fish. Right, yeah. Finding some fish that got lost.
Yeah. Shark Tale.
Oh, yeah, Shark Tale literally is that.
Yeah, DreamWorks
right.
always kind of ripped off Pixar.
Yeah.
Pixar is always the best, though. Did you guys see Inside Out?
No.
I did.
No.
Yeah, man, I should get high as shit.
Watch them.
I should get some OxyCotton. Or maybe I should just start buying heroin again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And watch fucking nothing. Just stare at the wall.
There's nothing quite
heroin's
like
good,
that.
Huh?
Yeah, all opiates are good.
Yeah.
I like a nice pain pill.
Yeah.
That shit fucking sets
And they
it
all
off
just
right.
scale up, you know? Mm-hmm. That's like the cool thing about opiates is that there's like you can get into it with Percocet or Vicodin or whatever, and you're like, yeah, this is pretty cool. And they're like, yeah, well, we make another pill that's even stronger than that. And you take it, and it just like doubles the experience. You work your way all the way up to Oxy, and then it's like you can just do heroin.
Is fentanyl more powerful?
Fentanyl's probably.
I think it's the most powerful.
Yeah.
It used to be in lollipops. Do they still do that?
Whoa. I don't know. I've never done fentanyl.
Sounds awesome.
It's like heroin
lollipops. I remember a friend
lollipops.
Of mine in high school wearing a bunch of the patches to school one day.
Fentanyl patches?
Yeah, and then he like just threw up and had to go home.
There was a... I forgot what it was. It was maybe MTV True Life where it was this Chinese girl who's addicted to fentanyl
lollipops.
That's
why you remember it.
It's true. And her family...
MTV Tulu Rife.
Blue life, Rife. So she was like, she was afraid of like electric. She was like a Better Call Saul's brother. She was like one of those people that thought there was electricity trying to kill her, and so
Too
she
much
like
erectility.
So like they
thank
like
you, thank you.
She was like needed. The
I'm gonna
fentanyl.
Do this with every part of the story.
That's fine.
So
that's
just
fine,
a
that's
heads
fine.
Up. Any word we encounter.
They did it. So she needed.
Hopefully at some point she eats a lollipop.
So she said she needed the fentanyl lollipop.
She gets some roller skates.
To defeat the electricity that was trying to kill her.
Get to the part with the roller skates.
So then they like had an interventionist come in and like meet with her parents. And they're like, yeah, anyway, your daughter thinks.
How about a Chinese girl named Lorelai?
That's good.
Yeah.
Yep. Chinese reboot of fucking Gilmore Girls, dude.
Yeah. Gilmore Girl. Girls.
It's Lori.
Lorelai and Rory. That's good.
Lolly and Rora.
That's the perfect Chinese reboot.
A lot of LR, dude.
I rough to watch Gilmore Girls. My favorite show is Gilmore Girls. I rough to watch Rora and Lori. And the main event shows that they get into. One is the mom and the other is the daughter.
So the drug specialist is like saying to her parents, she's like, yeah, your daughter's like addicted to these heroin lollipops. And she thinks electricity is trying to kill her. And they're like, well, it's true that electricity tried to kill her.
I mean, it is. They're not wrong.
But I guess it's like a cultural thing.
You guys
think that like...
Because Raiden... destroyed their village.
That's the god of thunder.
Yeah. Who's the reason I'm banned from Facebook.
Oh, Raiden was... Those were Raiden's
balls?
Yeah,
they got a Belgian guy to
Raiden's
play...
Raiden's balls.
Oh, dude. Yeah,
I actually watched that movie the other day.
Mortal Kombat?
I put it on in the background while I was getting some work
Mortal
done.
Mortal Kombat 1 or 2?
1.
2 is like such a huge
Annihilation.
Drop-off.
Do you remember the TV show?
No.
No.
Piece of shit.
2 was a piece
Mortal
of
Kombat
shit.
Mortal Kombat 2 might be one of the worst movies ever made.
Yeah, it's so funny.
It's like all green screen.
Liu Kang.
And it looks like shit.
Johnny Cage.
And Raiden's a white guy in that, right?
Yeah. Isn't it's Christopher yeah. Lambert.
Oh.
And Veronica Vaughn is Sonya Blade, right?
Oh, fuck.
What Veronica a piece of ace.
Veronica Vaughn, so hot. Those were $600 sunglasses, asshole. Remember oh, that? Dude. When he punches
Luke
Gordo in the balls.
Luke motherfucking... Wait, Luke Cage or Johnny Cage?
Johnny Cage.
Why are there so many Cages? Luke Cage is the black one, right?
Yeah, Luke Cage is black Johnny Cage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, from the Marvel show Black Mortal Kombat.
if we hit 50k Patreon, we should all get Jack's arms.
Yeah. How about a movie called POC Combat? And it's like Mortal Kombat, but they only invite POCs. So it's the same thing except without Johnny Cage.
A tournament fighting to the death?
Yes.
In space.
To see which one is the best.
That's basically Bloodsport.
Bloodsport, but you remove the whites.
Yeah.
Yeah, just keep them safe.
Keep them safe.
I love that old Chinese guy in Bloodsport when they first show up to the Kumite, that Chinese guy with the enormous head, that cinder block head, who goes, okay, USA.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy rules.
That guy's good. What the fuck?
Yeah, an ogre, I guess, represents like... competitive eater biker
style arm
fighting.
Wrestling style fighting.
Just fucking fat piece of shit that guy
was in Revenge of the Nerds too, right?
Yeah, he was ogre,
right?
That's I don't know the actor's name.
I don't
just
know
call him ogre.
Was he in anything else? Is that it?
He was in Adam's mom's ass and his ass.
Cop
yeah,
first?
He fucked my
he
mom.
Fucked both of his parents.
He fucked my mom and dad
and your dad.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
My dad set it up.
Adam's dad was fucked by every celebrity that went to Vegas. The Amazing Jonathan. The reason they call him the Amazing Jonathan is because he amazingly fucked Adam's dad's ass.
Do you remember Sopranos?
Still alive.
Straight. Yeah.
Do you remember in Sopranos where Adriana tells Chris that she fucked Ben and Teller?
Yeah. She gave him head and he flips out.
It's like, what the fuck? No, she fucked Penn?
She fucked Teller. She blew Penn, guy who talks.
She blew Penn.
Didn't he ask the one who talks, right? Didn't Christopher ask that?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He's like, you fucking bitch.
You whore.
I was just rewatching season one, and when they show that for a brief second his screenplay on the computer, he's trying to write, he's completely functionally illiterate.
Yeah.
He can't spell anything.
Another beautiful moment between those two is when like he's thinking about like quitting or whatever, and she's like, he's like, yeah, I know. I could do my writing. I could do male modeling. She's like, I know you could. No. She's like, you could do writing. You're male modeling. And he's like, I know, but I don't want to deal with those kind of people. Like, they both literally think he could be a model. It was fucking awesome, dude. God.
Yeah, he's like entitled. Like, he thinks he can be an artist.
I wonder if we know like anybody talent. Like that.
Huh? Like me?
I didn't say it.
I'm a Goomba, dude. I get it. I'm a fucking made man. I'm gonna get wings like Pauly.
You gonna make your bones yet? Have you killed anyone yet?
Yeah, I caught a couple.
You it's great
couple
when Christopher bodies, kills the dog. Bodies. She's like, he killed the dog, and Pauly's like, why? Was it bogging?
Yeah.
Finally, a laugh on this episode.
By saying something.
Finally, I. It took me a while, boys. But,
hey, man, let's just quote Sopranos. Honestly, that's the most momentum we've had. We've gone around saying stuff that Christopher, involving
stuff
Christopher.
From Sopranos? Yeah. Dude, he's such a fucking
idiot.
We had some other.
No, we did.
Did we?
Yeah.
Now I can't remember.
We did some good stuff.
What's
man?
Going on in the news, folks? I was planning on getting a coffee going before we started this.
I have to go to that Carvel, man.
But
is that real? There's a Carvel Cinnabon?
Yeah.
Well, time's gonna keep moving regardless of what I say or do.
Time
so
keeps
don't
on
fucking
slipping,
worry about it.
Sucking penis.
Steve Miller
into
Band.
My pussy.
What greatest band of all time?
Steve Miller Band.
Yeah.
You think?
Oh yeah.
No, of course not.
What about the other guys
Joker?
In the Steve Miller Band?
Not
though?
Fair, right?
Cool.
Yeah. Not yeah. fair.
How about the with Steve that. Harvey Band?
Now
that'd be
talking.
Cool.
Tom, a damn fool. Doing what the hell is Tom doing? That's just every song.
Doesn't Steve Harvey have a bit where he's like thankful for slavery because he gets to live in America or something?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Soulja Boy has one of those. Had a tweet.
Soulja Boy said
shout
that.
Out to all the slave
Steve
owners.
Harvey has some amazing takes, dude.
Yeah.
Michael Vick, let a man kill some dogs. That's his bit. Let the man kill some dogs. He's talking about the Iraq war. He's like, shit, send me over there. I fucking, because I'm too nervous. They said somebody comes, la, 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 ka, 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 ka. And he's talking about like gunning down people in
civilians,
Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, Lord, Steve Dunn shot the baby. Like, which is very funny. He's a good comic.
He's really funny, right? Dude.
Yeah.
Just fucking nonchalantly being like, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
You fucking war crime the village.
Yeah.
So chill. Like, his confidence.
Steve Dunn shot Pat Tillman. The Pentagon's worst kept secret is that Pat Tillman was killed by Steve Harvey in a friendly fire incident. I don't know why, you know, fucking they were pointing guns at a man in a big eggplant purple suit.
No, it's a giant suit, but it's camo.
Wait, you did USO?
I did the bootleg version of USO.
Where?
I was in Okinawa, Korea.
What's the bootleg version of USO?
It's like the fucking smaller
for the Montana pays, militia.
Yeah, just some racist guys with guns hired me to do a show in Japan.
Did you have to wear a coconut bra and sing "Happy Birthday, yeah. Mr. President"?
Uh huh.
That's
me
chill.
And Bob Hope. Bob Hope was there.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, it was like the Marine something. I don't remember what the
was
fuck
it
was.
A good room? Were they?
It
like,
was fun. Yeah, it was good because everyone's like away from home and shit. They don't have any access to any fucking.
They're also not like in an active hot war zone.
No, they're in
they're
Japan,
sort of
dude.
Chilling.
Yeah. It was strange. There's like a couple hot women Marines, and if you even talk to them, everybody would just be like fucking jealous. They were mad. That's the only reason I didn't fuck them, because I didn't want to make them the other Marines jealous.
That was good of you, dude.
You notice I said other Marines, because while I'm over there, I became a Marine.
They gave you your
you
wings.
Do a half hour of jokes in front of Marines. You're basically
in the shit.
A corporal.
Yeah.
In the fucking corps.
I feel that way. Anytime I step in the gym, I'm John Cena. I'm legally John Cena. I do the paperwork to change my name to John Cena every time I step in that gym. And that is a credo I've adopted from the men and women of our U.S. Armed Uniform Services. And I am proud to announce that we have captured and compromised to a permanent end.
The terrorist.
Steve Harvey. The man who killed Pat Tillman.
Fuck, dude.
Did they let you off base?
Yeah, dude. Oh, man. There's something called Juicy Bars, and I did not go because I was with a Mormon comic. But it's a bar that feels like a real bar, but it's filled with whores.
I would try to have sex with a robot if I was in Japan, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I did that, and it turns out, all people, I fucked 6 robots against their will, and what do you know?
They just had robotic
personalities. It was actual human beings.
Did you get a prostitute
they were all
in Japan?
It's
funny, like that's what most people's like knowledge of other countries is. It's
yeah.
like, hey, well, you got to fuck
tourism?
A prostitute.
Yeah, yeah. No, I didn't. I did not go. To a juicy bar, but I like that. I like kind of the idea of that as a setup, where it's like just a bar, and it's like a simulator where you think you're cool. Everyone's like, "Hey,
oh, like
just
every
hot girl
fuck.
Wants
yeah.
to fuck you." That I like more. I would almost prefer that than the actual sex. Just go out there, feel like a pretty
just to be hit
the
on.
Bell of the ball,
yeah.
dude. Yeah.
That'd
Wait, what
nice.
Is this? Sorry,
the juicy bars. They have bars that are just normal bars, but every woman in there is a whore, basically. And they all try and fuck you.
Oh.
That's in Korea.
But do you pay for it?
You pay for it if you want to fuck them, yeah.
Oh.
I think how it works is you buy them expensive-ass drinks.
We have to save that country.
Yeah, yeah.
Before, I was ambivalent towards the fate of the Koreans on the Korean Peninsula, but now I know about these whore bars. We have to save these people.
Absolutely.
We can't let them go the way of Puerto Chico. Devastated. I love that article so much. neighborhood made famous by Despacito destroyed by Hurricane Maria. That's got to be the funniest article I've seen in the last 6 months.
The best headline for sure.
Like, honey, get in here. I've got bad news about Despacito.
I saw one that was like, Despacito singer Daddy Yankee pleads for support for.
Wow.
And it's like
Gasolina didn't even.
Like
happen.
Gasolina wasn't even. Yeah, yeah. Yo, that's so insulting. He's not the Despacito
singer.
Sucking
my penis in my ass. Sucking my penis, pussy.
Come on, Gasolina is
a banger and a half.
Well, Despacito is for like old libs.
Yeah,
it's for Hamilton people. They're like, you know what? I think I'm gonna get into music other than the Rolling Stones. That's all they listen to.
I gotta tell you.
What I love to do is I take half a Viagra and I get a non-offensive chubby and then I flirt with my wife. We haven't had sex in 35 years. And you know what? I listen to the Stones anthology I bought at Tower Records for myself for my 49th birthday. And I really cut loose. And it wasn't until Hamilton that I became not afraid of ethnic music. Other than the only other exposure was that Neil Simon, Ladysmith Black Mambazo collaboration. Oh, yeah. That other than that, just the Rolling Stones.
I re-listened to Hamilton this weekend, and it's amazing.
Really?
It's so I've just felt Hamilton. So inspiring. I just remember thinking like, I feel bad for anyone who doesn't enjoy this.
Oh,
really? I've never heard it.
It's on Spotify. It's really I like it a lot. I don't know.
I think it's trash.
I think it's
trash,
gay, huh? Dude.
Have you listened to it?
You think it's gay?
No, I did.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not just saying that because Nick thinks it.
Because
are you sure?
I listened to it. I was on board initially. I was like, oh, okay. But then it's just like it feels like a fucking history teacher trying to be cool.
That's exactly what it is.
Oh, you
know?
That sucks.
But you know what makes it worse? Is it's not a history teacher trying to be cool. It's a thing for history teachers to try to be cool.
Right.
Yeah.
So
right,
they consume
right.
it. That's
it's
like
their source
that's
material.
Like their teacher's manual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is that bullshit?
Yeah. People who can't rap.
I think
sort
the,
of sing
I think
rapping.
The music is good. I think the beats are hot. I think
you
the lyrics
that,
are good.
You saw that Hillary interview where they were like asking her about. She's like, well. You know, I can speak to Wall Street, but you know, Obama did the same thing, and no one gave him any blowback. And they were like, "Well, actually, he got a lot of blowback for that." And then there was like a pause, apparently. And then she's like, "Well, when you see the play Hamilton, yeah, like her pivot was going to Hamilton."
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened? Hill's out, dude. She was all over the place for like a week.
Her book
is she back in the woods?
Her book probably did really fucking good.
Did you guys see?
My mom is reading
it. Shot at her,
huh?
They took a little shot at her on South Park.
No,
did they?
I didn't look at it at all. What happened?
They're like singing a song. People are like pledging to like put their phones down and stop caring about North Korea. And Hillary, they cut to Hillary, and she's like, "I'll take the pledge." And they're like, "No one cares." And it just cuts away.
Oh, you think her book did numbers real quick, and then she's back? She's
I think
gone
her book
again.
Probably did numbers, and she like made money. That's what she's about, dude. She's about that life.
Mm-hmm.
I was like. She's not giving that money to anyone. It's not
should,
going to...
You know what would be fucking hilarious if Hillary Clinton started a Patreon? That's what I want,
oh
dude.
Oh, my God.
People would defend it, too.
Hillary Clinton here. Not even looking at the camera. She's just fucked up somehow. She's got a GoPro strapped to her head. She's looked in a mirror. Hillary Clinton here. It's Hill Dog from the Hizzood. Here for a special plea. For $35 a month, you will get one shout out to my boys and my players. Please sign up.
Wasn't Bernie going to have a podcast?
I think that's badass.
Did that happen?
I think he had one or two, but people said it was boring.
I think Bernie should get a tattoo.
I think he should too. A
couple of numbers on his wrist.
Well, pretty cool. I think he's got those already, right?
What is his poster? Probably. What's his new poster?
Actually, you know what? I
Take
think
that,
he was
Bernie.
He was too he was too old for the Holocaust. If you were over age 65, they were like, "We're not going to bother with you."
Yeah, they were notoriously cool to old Jews.
We don't want that. I don't want to listen
really
to
chill.
Him complain on the train the whole time. Just leave that. We'll get the newer ones.
There's like a cool retirement community at the Holocaust.
The old ones are going to steal all the napkins in the concentration camp. That's not fair.
Oh, fuck, dude. I love just fucking hanging with my damn boys, dude.
Yeah, you know? It's so hot, dude. I can't wait till it cools down a bit.
Well, we're gonna be bike boys now. We all own bicycles.
Yeah, we do. I don't technically own a bicycle.
You haven't bought it yet?
No, I paid for it, but I gotta go pick it up.
You own it. It's just in storage.
No, it's in escrow.
Is that right? Are you owed like percentages or something?
Yeah, I'm leveraging the bicycle against a car.
You gonna get a tricycle?
Yeah.
On top of it.
There's this mansion in Easton, Pennsylvania that I look at all the time, and the price keeps dropping because some like house flipper from Florida bought it.
Nice.
And that's the next purchase.
You gonna get a fucking mansion?
It's $770,000.
That's nothing, dude. That's like nothing. 3 weeks of work.
Yeah, but I figure if I'm and I feel like I'm gonna be in another commercial soon.
Oh yeah,
and then the residuals for that one, which definitely won't be ruined, will afford me that mansion that I've been trying to. All I want is just a mansion. Is
Nick
that so
is a
much
simple
to ask?
Man.
Yeah. Is that too much to ask to just have a mansion
only accessible by helicopter
that's filled with piss jars? I would import the piss jars. I'm not some kind of weirdo that pisses in a jar.
You just like the aesthetic look.
Right.
Of a piss.
What's the best kind of piss jar?
Polynesian piss. Yeah. Polynesian urine used to be used as toothpaste.
Really?
Yeah. The Greeks would buy Polynesian urine and gargle with it.
Yeah, they have little kidneys, the Polynesians.
Yeah.
So it fucking refines the piss even more.
That's what Lilo and Stitch was about.
Yep.
It was about piss.
Moana.
That's what Moana was about.
Yo, they gave them two Pixars?
Yeah,
there we fucking, go. Those fucking...
Wait, it's not Mona?
Mona?
It's Moana?
I think it's Moana. I think for once, Adam is not saying something stupid.
You just said Lindy West article that she fatly went to go see Moana.
Yeah, after Hillary lost.
And then she like comes home from the movie theater. And I guess, good for her, she had a good time at the movies, but... She wrote this like dipshit article that was like, "This is the movie we need to stop Trump."
Nice.
Just go to bed. You had a nice night.
Yeah, exactly.
Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Stop viewing everything in the context of like, how does this relate to me being morbidly obese in the era of Trump? What does it mean to be an extremely fat person in Trump's America?
Is she got married to a comic? A Seattle comic?
No, she got married to a trumpeter.
So a Seattle comic.
A trumpeter?
Yeah. A guy that plays trumpet.
Did she do comedy for a while?
I think she tried.
Yeah. I think she's done stand-up. But
she ate the stool, you know?
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
She put the stool in.
The stool, and she goes, is this low carb? Right? Is that what she said? She ate the stool?
Yeah.
Like, I'm a paleo warrior.
Is this diet? Is this a diet stool?
There we go.
It's a diet stool.
You needed a second pass at it. Yeah. You got it, brother.
It had it's about the process.
Absolutely.
You know?
It's about the journey.
Yeah.
Damn, I should do Adderall every day.
I feel like we need more characters on the show. Okay. I wish there was a way to actually think about things before we do them.
No.
And not just have things happen spontaneously.
Well, Mike has that one character he's been doing.
Which one?
Which one?
You know, that one, dude.
Don't fucking put him on the spot.
Yeah, Adam's ruining
asshole.
The show right now.
I thought
now.
We were going to...
You make our guest fucking... All right, actually, Adam. Oh, it turns out you were the one with the character, bitch.
Yeah, okay.
So go ahead.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good, does
go
it?
Go ahead, Adam.
I got a new character.
Yeah, if you ever try to humiliate me like that again, we're going to have a fucking problem.
Yeah. No, Adam's got a character, he said.
I got one.
Go ahead.
It's okay, I need a place.
A laundromat.
Okay, a laundromat. And I need a profession.
Chinese.
Having gay sex.
Chinese woman.
Okay. So it's a Chinese gay woman in a laundry.
She's having gay sex.
She's like, I'm fucking gay. Okay. There you go.
Hey, man. Yeah. You know, I doubted you and I was trying to do a show. I tried to show you up, but you came through in the clutch.
That's pretty good.
I'm a Chinese woman. And I'm a fucking gay man too. I know it's not possible.
Dude, they need to give us Mad TV. Give us Mad TV. I don't. You know what? I don't give a shit. We're gonna do it. I'm making Nick Mullins
Just
Mad TV.
Just call it
2000.
Mad TV. Yeah.
No, call it Nick Mullins Mad TV.
Yeah, it's a
2000.
Different show.
2000. 2000 is very
cool.
Important.
That's cool.
Because it makes it seem like it's from the future, but really, it's back to the good old days of Mad TV. when every sketch was just, you know, that bullshit that you just said.
Yeah.
What else is in the news?
We talked about North Korea. You know,
this is why the notes are important, or at least having a coffee before.
What
the
else
show.
Is in the news? Okay, so Trump's mad at sports.
No, that's, oh, that's old news.
Anthony Weiner is going.
He's
to jail.
Oh, Anthony Weiner's in jail. I had fun doing that bit about him running into a guy
named Carlos.
Oh yeah,
Carlos Danger.
That was good. That was good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it's good. Nice to get back on the
Nick
wagon.
Nick did stand-up, by the way, listeners. So I know if any of you have been at Funny Mom's the last couple of months, he's refused, but he's back on stage. He's back in fighting
yeah,
shape.
Yeah, stand-up's boring.
Yeah, stand-up's you just, cool, dude. Cool. Yeah.
U.S. challenged by rising North Korea tensions. Fears of building collapse. It's all the same shit. It's North Korea. Building's about to collapse.
Oh, Jared accidentally Hurricane. Put himself down as a woman in his voter about, registration.
Oh, how about Twitter? You know, 280 characters, guys.
Oh, yeah. Twitter's doubling. Yeah.
I was saying, I want to get back on Twitter. The same account that I have now, as soon as they do the 280 character limit. And then you tweet the N-word in lowercase up to 140 characters. And then when you hit 140, you switch to capital letters for the additional 140 characters, N-word, over and over and over
that's
again.
That's good.
Yeah, I figure that's about what Twitter deserves for me.
Would you delete a tweet to be able to tweet that?
No, I have no interest in using that fucking service. Even on like the parody accounts I have fun with.
Yeah.
Just because, like, fuck them, dude. I mean, I understand that Twitter's in, like, a shitty position where they have to worry about people's safety because it's, like, this huge service that relies on investors and they don't want to be seen as, like, a harbor for harassment or whatever. But, like, it's just too easy to silence people you don't like by mass reporting shit.
I know.
And, like, fuck, I don't care about it. Whatever that company's fucking bottom line is and however they're protecting their interests by... You know, shutting down whoever or whatever. Like, I don't fucking.
Yeah,
don't
what's his name?
Care to participate.
Andrew called that guy from Fox News ugly and he got banned.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy's ugly as shit.
He's hideous.
But that's the kind of shit. It's like, you know, you they're like, well, ugly. We have to be fair. We have to ban everybody, you know.
People drop N bombs and shit.
Yeah, you can call someone the N word and not get it.
But you call that fucking little fat Cabbage Patch doll ugly.
Yeah. The little mommy's a little good boy.
It's also that whole, it's like just a culture of tattletaleism. I mean, that's what Twitter is for. Yeah. Now is for tattletales. It's like, I mean, most social media is that. It's a way for people to tattle on each other and get them in trouble, which is what most people really want, is they want to be not even caught. I used to think that it's like all these people, they want some kind of authority to exploit, but they don't. They just want to tell on people.
Yeah.
Right.
They
it's
want
crazy
to go
how
to
quickly,
the teachers.
How quickly when something goes viral, like some hot cop or something, they'll find, like, within like 14 days,
that
they'll
they
find racist.
The
yeah.
Yeah. He was put on administrative leave 3 years ago because he bludgeoned a black toddler to death.
Yeah.
It's like, well, but he's doing the
Is
name,
there a
man.
New hot cop, though?
There was
from Florida. There were a couple guys that
cops that said something
hot
about
guys?
A Holocaust or something. Yeah, they were guys.
Oh,
what'd they say about the Holocaust?
I don't remember, man.
He said something about how like he loves Jewish jokes.
Yeah. He needs
so
Jewish...
not even bad. He made it clear it was a fucking joke.
Yeah.
No. I mean, he was pretty anti-Semitic.
It was pretty weird because it was from a while ago, right? So you would have to be actively looking for that kind of speech.
Everyone always goes through whenever something fucking viral happens.
Yeah.
Which is why I haven't gone viral. I decided not to.
You know, Mark Cuban was like, yeah, I would never post anything online. That shit's online forever. He said something to that effect. Mm-hmm. And everybody tells you that. You know, like employment services now, they're like, make sure all your shit's private. Don't post anything online. But it's like, people aren't going to do that.
Right.
People are going to post everything online.
Right.
And that's the way it is. At a certain point, you're going to have to give up this idea that, like, there's a separation between private utterances and things said in passing and this online record where you can go back and act like that's a fucking press release
from
this person. I mean, it's like, just stop... you know, coming with your fucking pitchforks. That's the answer. Right. Not like, you know, oh, well, just watch what you say. It's like,
when
no.
you're 11 years old.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Start judging people's worth at their job based on, like, how qualified are they to make spreadsheets.
Could you imagine if Twitter was around when we were 11?
Oh, my God.
We'd be done.
Dude, any of that shit. It would be humiliating.
Yeah.
I said some very horrific things.
It's not even
I used to go on Kazaa and just download like racist songs, all those Johnny Rebel songs, and I'd be like,
"Donald,
ooh, it's almost done." I'd be like, eight minute download, like Johnny Rebel, three N's, one can of beans.
Yeah,
and I would play it on my Dell computer speakers that I begged my parents for. But you know, what I was thinking today, like, if people went to my high school, they would understand why I'm a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I want to say.
Either you were a shark or you were a jet.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's limited options.
You're either Italian or Puerto Rican.
Yeah.
Was it all Italians and Puerto Ricans?
No.
It was like black kids, Latino kids, and then like white trash.
Okay. Right?
So, yeah.
But and Italian, it was like, Italian, you're including in white trash.
No, it's a different type of white trash.
I wouldn't say we're trash.
White garbage.
Garbage.
Yeah. Garbage.
Garbage.
But I would come home from school and be like, these black kids are shitty. Sure. And then my parents would be like, yeah, and you know what else they do?
Like, they wouldn't. Dad's like, Mike, come here. I want to show you something on Kazaa.
My dad's
it's a recording of Donald Duck saying the N-word.
My dad's like, I want to show you my plate. He's got like one Nazi plate, like in American Beauty.
I was just trying to show my girlfriend your Nazi plate.
But yeah, I dated this girl.
I used to jack off to that movie.
To which one?
To the tits.
Thora Birch.
Yeah.
Wait, which
one? So
there's two pairs of tits in that movie.
Thora Birch.
Yeah, you see Mina Suvari's tits, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
She still looks good. She's like 37 or something.
Mina keeps
now,
it
but
tight.
She looks great. She looks good.
You know, I disagree.
You don't think she's hot?
Yeah, she's crossed the threshold. Take her out back.
Stop, you fuck Scarlett Johansson.
Put her out of business.
Yeah, I did. I fucked her, I think. I'm pretty sure. I think we all did.
I'm trying to bring A-list talent to listen to this show. Now if I see her again, I'm like,
offended?
You should listen to the last episode. What?
Is she offended by that?
No, I don't.
She doesn't
listen
to the fucking show.
There's no way she'll ever
listen to it.
She probably didn't think there was
but
actually
I have told
a
her about the show
a couple
times.
Nice, dude.
I see.
Really?
Yeah,
for
I
anyone
told her about
out there.
This is my favorite podcast. It's
I
called
told her
Calm
about
Down.
It
You'll love it. It's really funny.
I told her about it, too, that one time I had sex with her.
Okay.
She sent me some really inexcusable photographs.
Inexcusable.
Text them to me.
There's a bunch of like really thin guys lined up and they were naked and it was in black and white.
Yeah.
A bunch of prison clothes on the ground. There's barbed wire around.
And then I was like, why can't I be that thin?
Yeah.
There's a
train in the background. Look like bunk beds made out of
It was fat camp.
Wood. Yeah, it was fat camp.
You remember that
you
picture?
You think there were any Jewish parents who thought they were sending their kids to fat camp?
Yeah. And then it's like, I would love Auschwitz and everything. It's just Schindler's List. It's a fucking concentration camp. But then there's that fat Puerto Rican kid from Heavyweights that shows everyone to hide the candy.
Yes, candy.
Yeah, yeah.
The goalie. He was the goalie from Big Boys.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Eric Goldberg. What's that fucking actor's name?
I think he played... Goldberg.
No, his
in Mighty Ducks.
No, but Gregory Goldberg. Is that
I don't know.
The actor's
he was
name?
The goalie in Mighty Ducks. Right?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
what did he do? He snuck, because I haven't seen the movie, he snuck
he
candy into fat camp.
And then Ben Stiller found him and like expelled him.
But see, they'll never
movie.
Make a movie like that because people today don't have any edge or they don't have any hustle.
Yeah,
so
it would have
like,
to be a camp for like, you know, black women. And then they go there.
You learn to use the clap emoji.
Right, yeah. They go there to become all head writers on each other's shows.
I'm tapping out.
Are you? Why? Are you worried
about... I'm saying because you got it. You got this.
Yeah, nailed it.
I thought you were worried about ruffling feathers.
No,
which is
not
the name
anymore.
Of my show, where I pretend to be a black woman to get a writing job. Ruffling feathers on NBC. Everyone thought she was black.
It's like,
but the truth
like
is
Mrs. Doubtfire. It's a modern Mrs. Doubtfire.
Just clear blackface.
They see Nick.
Clear blackface and very cheap wig.
Yeah. And then I still have a British accent. I do the Mrs. Doubtfire voice. Well, it's very good to see you today. My name is Latrice.
Patricia. Wait, I'm from Camden.
Don't you guys think it's funny that Leslie Jones got hired on SNL originally as a writer?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
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 I mean,
the caps lock like, was doing, you know, a lot these, of heavy lifting.
Oh, God damn it. Oh, man. I was going to say, you know, the jokes are pretty bad, but I love this caps lock.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a great font. What is this? Impact?
Yeah. She just does the meme font and everything. It's a picture of her yelling over the meme font.
Yeah, her writing packet is it's just a vine of her slapping someone in the face at a drive thru.
Oh, fuck, boys.
I like Leslie. I think she's funny.
She's funny actually. As shit. No, for real. Yeah.
But, you know, if you got an opportunity to talk shit for no reason, on principle, you should take it.
That's right.
Of course.
If you want to be a principled man.
Hot off the heels of a nice blackface bit.
Oh,
whatever.
Fuck.
We turned down SNL.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
We're doing fucking Mad TV, Nick Mullins Mad TV 2000.
Hell yeah. I can't
I'm
wait.
Starting a competing.
I'm going to bring that gay Chinese woman in the laundromat character.
Oh, man. I'm looking at this article about fucking Mark Zuckerberg right now. Me and Stav were talking the other night about like how like, you know, you get fucking, you like worry about the quality or your work or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then you, like whatever part of yourself is like, I'm doing the right thing or, mm-hmm. you know, it should be or whatever.
Right.
Like everybody deals with that. But it's so funny to think about like Mark Zuckerberg also has that. Like at night, he's like, people think I'm cool, right? You know, like people think like that's a cool guy who made like a cool website.
He wears t-shirts.
Yeah, right. There's certainly no way that the majority opinion isn't that I'm a dork. That
yeah, I'm a fucking dildo. Yeah, damn,
shithead piece of shit that created an electronic prison for everyone to live in that made Donald Trump president. People think I'm a cool rich guy. I mean, he's got to be a billionaire and he can't find a shirt to wear that doesn't make him look like he's about to lactate.
Yeah, he has like very small
dude, he has the fucking chest of a Tommy Bahama mannequin. You ever go in there?
Take
they
that
make, they make fucking they make their mannequins for like 60-year-old men who just have like these estrogen torsos.
Right, he looks like an M to F that's in the like first 2 weeks of estrogen.
Yeah,
that's like crazy. The Tommy Bahama
small
does
cone tits.
He does have little titties. He yeah. should go blonde for the summer. It's crazy.
Shit bangs.
It's crazy that they do that because Tommy Bahama guys are all fat as shit. You know, I'm going to become a Tommy Bahama old man for sure.
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I was in college, I had a little extra money. I started buying clothes, and I tried on a Tommy Bahama shirt, and I was like, this isn't for me.
No titties, dude?
What?
You didn't have titties at the time?
I mean, I would wear that titties, shit if I had a fucking boat.
What's that?
I would wear that shit if I had a boat. It's I about, can't wait to have a boat.
It's about the boat lifestyle.
I can't
on,
wait
on
to
land.
Be a boat owner. That's going to be great. In the summer, go out in the water, drink beer. There's no sobriety on the water.
That's right.
There's no law.
There's no law.
There's no relapsing on water.
There's no relapse. You can't fall off the wagon because you just float, baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fuck. I have to go soon, boys.
Yeah, we should wrap it up. Stav, enjoy the Carvel / Cinnabon.
Thank you.
Ice cream shop.
Thank you, Mike.
Are you coming to my house to get pants?
Yeah, I got to get pants. I got to go right to
I'm coming with Carvel. You. I got to go to Manhattan.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Bye.